The Conference Committee has reported on House Bill 1260, and Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1260 be adopted.
Comments on that motion?
Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I'll be brief. Essentially, what the Conference Committee has recommended and has done is to amend 1260 so as to delete all of the funding and also to delete the emergency clause. I'd stand by for any questions the body might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Representative Frost.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I did say this was the last time earlier, but this is really the last time. I'd like to have you go back and think about the last 40 days and what we've covered, what we've been over. And I'd like to have you think about the open fields doctrine debate and a concern about one conservation officer being on your property. And now you're creating a state authority that lets the state come in and condemn the very land that you're concerned about. I can't quite understand that way of thinking. I don't own any farmland or any ranch land, so it's not a big concern to me. But you're opening up a real issue here, folks. And if you think the ranchers come in here are upset, you're going to have the whole state here in a year or two. Creating an authority now, no money, and still giving them condemnation authority is a real a bad deal. No mission, no authority. This thing still needs to go away.
Further remarks. Representative Peters.
Thank you. I am back again to talk about the financing of this darn thing. I know that they've stripped the financing, and that was one of my biggest beefs with the last time, but I want to call your attention to page 6, section 21, subsection 6, 9, and 12. Section 21, subsection 6 still allows for the employment, the fiscal consultants, the engineers, and the attorneys. If there is no funding, how are we going to pay these people? Subsection 9 says they still can procure insurance and letters of credit. Again, if there's no funding, why is this still in the bill? Subsection 12 allows the authority to make loans and grants and enter into financing agreements. Again, no funding, how is this going to work? If there's no funding, how are we going to pay for this? Is this going to be another one of these state fairs that we're going to come back next year and backfill? I want to call your attention to section 22. This still allows for the investment authority of funding. This section is completely irrelevant to this bill now that there is no funding. I'm worried about the quality of this bill now that we've taken the funding out. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Dykstra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm tempted to suggest that we just vote against whoever talks the longest. But let's just move forward. And this is a bill that is gaining support on the first and second floor of this building. It gives us the structure we need to look forward and look beyond what we can see today. There are real opportunities for us out there, and this is the vehicle we need to do it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this is not gaining support on the first floor. Dusty Johnson told me that I could quote him in saying, this is a worse bill now than it was when it had the money in it.
Representative Hills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I said before I urge you to vote against this, and unless they took the money out and gave it to the state employees, well, half a loaf is better than nothing. They took the $250,000 out, and I'll vote for it.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Dykstra speaks a second time? Representative Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've told this to the sponsor of this bill several times. Let's bring this to the legislature with a little bit more study, a little bit more time, and show us exactly what we're trying to do with this authority. I still have a question on the bonding authority, and is it going to put the state's bonds in jeopardy? We need to study this a little bit more, folks. This is a $1 billion bond authority. There's a lot of unanswered questions in the bill itself. Please defeat this one more time.
Further remarks. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is Representative Hunt's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1260 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 22.
The Representative Hunt motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1260, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted.